BBC
Radio 1.
Atlantis descending at an angle 7 times steeper than that of a commercial jetliner. Landing gear down and locked.
If you're a US astronaut and you want to get to space, you now need to ask the Russians for a lift. That is the space shuttle Atlantis landing for the last time 2 hours ago. Here's our US reporter, Dave Howard.
All three engines up and burning.
Atlantis taking off from Florida 13 days ago to start its final mission.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
It's half a century since America first set its sights on challenges like reaching the moon.
Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
42 years since they made it happen.
Martin, die a leap for mankind.
And 30 years since they started sending up shuttles.
2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Atlantis, Challenger, Columbia, Discovery, and Endeavour. Together they became the world's first reusable space vehicles. Two were destroyed in accidents that killed their crews. The other three, along with a test vehicle, Enterprise, will now become museum pieces.
We've known that the shuttle program is going to be shut down since 2004, but I think you're going to see a lot of emotions that day.
NASA spokesman Allard Buettel. There's nothing to immediately replace America's shuttle program. 3,000 workers will lose their jobs. For now, anyway, it marks the end of America's dominance in space.
Physical separation, Houston.
Landing gear down and locked.
The US is relying first on Russia and then on private companies like Boeing to transport its astronauts.
Nose gear touchdown. Having fired the imagination of a generation.
Many see that as a national humiliation. Others say it makes sense to hand over the relatively easy job of getting into orbit so NASA can focus on getting to Mars or deeper into space.
The space shuttle pulls into port for the last time. Its voyage at an end.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
And the main news again.